next item is subdivision 2005-48, Zor Estates LLC. Zor Estates as a preliminary and final.
This application's a 78-lot cluster subdivision. You deferred it at the last meeting. Back in February 12th of 2004, you granted preliminary approval for a 78-lot standard subdivision. You have also granted 2 1-year time extensions, and this application had to come back because it was redesigned as a cluster subdivision.
Mr. Chairman, I've had opportunity to review the plus comments and response to the plus comments, and due to the nature of some of the conditions I'm going to place on this project, I'm prepared to make a motion on a preliminary approval, but not on as a final. With that said, I move that we grant preliminary approval of subdivision 2005-48 for Zor Estates based upon the record and for the following reasons. One, the application is for a project that had received preliminary approval as a standard 3/4-acre lot subdivision in 2004. The applicant has redesigned the project under the cluster ordinance. The cluster design presented is superior to the standard design since it preserves much more open space and trees. Also, the items in section 99-9C of the code have been favorably addressed. The subdivision density is the same as what is currently approved for under a standard subdivision. The subdivision will be a restricted residential development and will not adversely affect nearby uses or property values. Four, DENREC has indicated that the site is suitable for septic. Five, all agency approvals have been received for the subdivision. And six, this motion is subject to the following conditions. The number of lots shall not exceed 78, and there shall be at least one recreational area. The 1.5-acre recreational area shall include a tot lot and a basketball court. The applicant shall prepare and record formal restrictive covenants governing the development and cause to be formed a homeowners association to be responsible for the perpetual maintenance of streets, roads, agricultural buffers, stormwater management facilities, erosion and sedimentation control facilities, and other common areas. The stormwater management systems shall meet or exceed the requirements of the state and county. All entrances shall comply with all of DLDOT's requirements. The restrictive covenants shall include the agricultural use protection notice. There shall be streetlights and sidewalks on both sides of all streets within the subdivision, with the sidewalks also connecting with County Road 48 and any multimodal pathways required by DLDOT. The location of the lights and sidewalks shall be shown on the final site plan. There shall be a 30-foot landscape buffer retained or installed along the perimeter of the subdivision. A school bus shelter shall be placed at the entrance to the subdivision with parking for at least 4 cars. Street naming shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Mapping and Addressing Department. And the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission. That's my motion.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve as a preliminary only subdivision 2005-48 Zor Estates LLC, Zor Estates for the reasons and conditions stated. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carried. That completes our old business, so we've reached the point in our agenda where it's time for our public hearings. And before we begin, I would like to direct your attention to our esteemed counsel, who has a few very sage words of wisdom regarding your conduct and ours, and I would like you to pay attention.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As stated, this is the time and the place for the scheduled public hearings of the Planning and Zoning Commission. These proceedings will be conducted under the rules of the Commission that were adopted in 1998. All commission matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open meetings. Everyone present is invited to stay throughout the commission meeting to view the commission's deliberation and voting on the pending application. In addition, these proceedings are broadcast on the internet at sussexcountyde.gov. Everyone in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion. No applause or other disruptive behavior is permitted. We ask that you don't do anything that distracts from these proceedings and that you follow the instructions of the chairman. If you have a cell phone, pager, beep, or other telephonic device with you, we ask that you take the time now to switch it off or turn it to silent service.
Yeah, Ben.
The hearings will be conducted as follows. First, the application will be announced by the chairman. Then the director will review the application and any agency comments or correspondence that's been received. The applicant will then present its case to explain the application to the commission and may present any exhibits and testimony that supports the application. At any time, the commission may question the applicant and its witnesses. After the applicant makes its presentation, the chairman will invite public comment. Supporters will go first, followed by any opponents. If there's a spokesperson or an attorney representing an organized group, we ask that person identify themselves and speak first. When speaking to the commission, please identify yourself by name and place of residence for the record. We ask that you be concise in your statements and avoid being repetitious. The chairman does have the authority to set reasonable time limits or to terminate public testimony that's irrelevant or unduly repetitive. The commission may ask questions of both supporters and opponents. However, no direct questioning or cross-examination of witnesses or applicants will be permitted. All questions should be directed to the commission, and the commission may direct the question to the appropriate person if the commission thinks necessary. There will be no rebuttal by the applicant unless requested or permitted by the commission. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, sir.